Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, a man sets himself on fire outside a New York court where Donald Trump's criminal trial is taking place. Iran downplays effects caused by an Israeli missile attack. And in football, Premier League left with a single representative in the European tournament semi-finals. With all the latest SBS news, I'm Hannah Kwon. A man has set himself on fire outside a New York court where Donald Trump's criminal trial is taking place. Witnesses say they saw the man throwing pamphlets in the air before he doused himself in lighter fluid and set himself on fire. The New York Police Department responded, extinguishing the fire, with the man then carried away to hospital on a stretcher where he is in a critical condition. NYPD officials provided an update shortly after identifying the man as Maxwell Azzarello, born in 1987 and from Florida. They say his motive is unknown at this stage, but they are labelling him a conspiracy theorist for now.
We do not believe he is. This was targeting any particular person or any particular group. We just right now labeling it as a sort of a conspiracy theorist, and we're going from there. But the investigation will continue.
Donald Trump is facing trial, accused of trying to cover up hush money payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels before he won the election in 2016. He has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of fraud and denies having an affair with Daniels. A security guard stabbed while confronting the man responsible for the deadly rampage at a Sydney shopping centre has spoken from his hospital bed as weekend trade at the complex resumes. Mohammed Taha was rushed to hospital after he was stabbed in the stomach by Joel Couchy at the Bondi Junction Westfield. The Pakistani national told Nine News what happened to him and his colleague Faraz Tahir, one of six people killed in the attack.
I tried to use my hands and just somehow he got managed to stab me in the stomach. All of a sudden he jumped over for us and he stabbed him in the chest, and at the same time he jumped over to me. After that, 2-3 days, they told me that Faraz is no more.
Israel has launched a missile attack on the Iranian central province of Isfahan, with media from Iran saying explosions were heard in the area. It comes as retaliation following Iran's large-scale assault on Israel last weekend, during which over 300 drones were sent into the Israeli airspace. Iranian state broadcaster IRIB has attempted to downplay the attack, reporting that there has been no major damage to infrastructure or casualties. Israel remains on high alert following their attack on Iran for any potential response, but officials from Iran say they have no immediate plans to strike back. The president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has called for the return of stability to the region.
We have to do everything possible that all sides restrain from the escalation in that region. We have seen the massive attack with drones and missiles, around about 300, by Iran on Israel. It is absolutely necessary that the region stays stable and that all sides refrain from further action.
A new report by the University of New South Wales and the Australian Council of Social Service has found the collective wealth of the top 10% of households soared by 84% in the last two decades. For the lowest 60%, that growth has been far slower, rising at a rate of just 55%. Income inequality gaps, meanwhile, have been closing amid historically low unemployment. Still, certain groups, including single-parent households and migrants born in non-English-speaking countries, frequently place among the lowest percentile. Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of the Australian Council of Social Service.
This is not a normal situation. What we're facing here is an acceleration of a divide in the Australian community that will be very damaging for us socially, economically, and also for the health of our democracy.
Turning to sport and in football, despite huge investments in recent years, the English Premier League has been left with almost no representatives in the semi-finals of all European tournaments. The eliminations of Manchester City and Arsenal from the Champions League were followed by West Ham and Liverpool, who were knocked out of the Europa League quarterfinals by Leverkusen and Atlanta, respectively. Aston Villa are the sole remaining English side in the European competitions as they survived a 2-1 loss to Lille to advance to the Conference League semi-finals 4-3 on penalties. Aston Villa goalkeeper Emiliano Martinez, who made two crucial saves during the shootout, says he is always prepared for the big moments.
I always say that I own my career, I own my personal performances. I know my team needs me in those moments. They always do. You know, even yesterday we were watching, I think, Real Madrid, Man City. And the manager has been saying, like, if we go to penalty, maybe we go to penalty. So in my head, I'm always, you know, in those moments, I own my box.
Villa will now go on to face Greek side Olympiakos in the semi-finals, with the winner of the tie earning a ticket to the Conference League final in Athens. And that is all the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.